From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Susan Stauffer, today's topic is about a mammal that can be only found after dark and before dawn, the northern flying squirrel. The northern flying squirrel is one of only three species of flying squirrels in North America. It is found in coniferous and mixed coniferous forests across Canada, Alaska to Nova Scotia, Utah, Washington, and Oregon. They are the smallest of the four species of native tree squirrels in Washington, measuring 10 to 12 inches. They are a pretty squirrel with large dark eyes and light brown or red-brown fur on top with pale gray underneath. Although common, you will not see one very easily, as they are strictly nocturnal. If you are in a forest at night, you might be lucky to hear them when you hear a thump as they land on a tree trunk or hear their soft bird-like chirp. The northern flying squirrel is fascinating in its method of travel. They do not actually fly, but glide. They have lateral skin flaps that allow them to triple their undersurface. These skin flaps stretch between the front and rear legs, forming wings. They use their tails as rudders, guiding their flights and landings. They can glide far and accurately and can travel 3 miles in 4 hours by gliding from tree to tree. However, they are clumsy on the ground. Their major food source are fungi as well as lichens, mushrooms, and truffles. They are an important prey species for owls and hawks, including the spotted owl and the great horned owl. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.